This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot.
Hi, this is Ricky Midnight.
And this is Zach Mullins.
Zach, you know what? I've been reading, I kind of was looking through the internet, and I heard it on the radio the other day. Did you know, the grocery store HEB here in South Texas, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, did you know that HEB, and this is not what I've heard from people who work there at HEB, by the way, but the HEB is rated among the one of the best places to work in 2021.
Yeah, I mean, everyone that I know that have worked there is a really, really good place to work.
Well, okay. Tell me about that a little bit. Do they work at the store or do they work at the warehouse?
I have friends that work at both. And I honestly believe that it's whoever your boss is going to kind of determine whether you enjoy working there or not.
You know, that might be true. The people who I have talked to who say it's not a very good place to work at are the ones who work in the warehouse. They're probably, you know, they're a hard boss to work for. It's kind of a, you know, crack that whip kind of thing. But they're rated among the one of the top companies, which is actually, according to Glassdoor, they are actually number 10. They're rated 4.4, okay, which is number 10, which is the bottom of the list, although it's still part of the top 10, right? So let's go ahead and talk about the number one, the one that is rated 4.6. Obviously, it's not a company that's anywhere near here, but maybe you've heard of it. Bain & Company, have you heard of them?
I have not.
I don't know what Bain is. I have no idea what that is. But hey, did you know that Nvidia is 4.5? That would be kind of fun to work for.
I don't even know what that is.
You know what? You don't know who Nvidia is?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Let me school you here. Nvidia is mostly what they do is they make circuit boards and chips. Well, they probably farm out to get the circuit boards, but they make chips for video cards. For, you know, all these people who are playing video games on their computer, that you have to have a really fast computer, you have to have a good lot of RAM memory, and you have to have a really good video card.
Yeah, you have to have a capture card?
Well, it's not capture card, because capture would be like capturing video or pictures. Mm-hmm. You have to have a video card in order to display, like these big displays I have here, and you have to have a good video card to give you these displays, or it'll slow down your computer and lock it up pretty quick. Well, Nvidia is one of the better ones. Nvidia also makes a kind of, I guess it's kind of like an Xbox. I forget what it's called, but Nvidia makes one of those toys that you know, kind of like an Xbox or a PlayStation for people to play with. If anybody out there in the uncensored land knows what I'm talking about, the Nvidia, whatever it is, feel free to let us know at theuncensoredvoiceusa.com, or you could go to anchor.fm/theuncensoredvoice and leave us a voice message and talk about how dumb I am because I don't know what it is.
All right, Rick, you want to see, what's number 8 then?
Okay. Well, okay, number 8 down there is what is that? What is that?
That's Lululemon.
What is that?
They make women's clothes.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah,
they're like, 4.5, okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the tights that women wear that around town and like
the tights? Are you talking about like spandex kind of tights, like yoga pants?
Mm-hmm. Like yoga
pants. Oh, I like those. When you're hot, you wear yoga pants. That looks so good.
I mean, what,
I like that.
Why do you think they're on the why do you think they're number 8?
I like that. Okay, number 3 is, have you ever had an In-N-Out burger?
I prefer Burger Boy or Whataburger.
Okay, but have you had an In-N-Out burger?
Yes, I have.
Okay, was it, what would you say was worse than In-N-Out burger? On a scale.
Dog vomit.
Okay, then that's some pretty bad stuff. In-N-Out burger is pretty bad stuff. I have never had an In-N-Out burger that I can remember.
You're not missing anything.
I'm not missing anything. I had a White Castle. Have you ever had a White Castle? Those sliders that they have?
I've had them in the grocery stores, but I never had the
actually
chance to
at the store?
Yeah, because I've always wanted to go to the store ever since I saw the movie Harold and Kumar.
Oh, yeah, Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Yeah. Well, okay, if you're from New York, I guess maybe it's your taste, but South Texas, it's not our taste. We have a different taste. I mean, I'm not saying you're bad for liking White Castle and having those, you know, those taste buds for it. Just don't say I'm bad for not liking it. I mean, to me, it's like, you know, licking a wet dog's back. You know, that's White Castle. So I've never had an In-N-Out burger, but they are obviously number 3. Glassdoor said that they're number 3, right? Glassdoor features winning. Yeah, they're number 3. HubSpot. I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is?
I've heard of it. But I don't use too much
computer stuff.
Computer things.
All that computer fangled stuff.
I mean, I go to work, I come here, and I go to sleep. That's basically it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of what I do, I guess. And, you know, I'll eat supper and poop. I'll just add that in there. McKinsey and Company, 4.5. I guess they're probably, I don't know what McKinsey Company is. I have no idea. Have you heard of them?
No.
Let's see if we can look at McKinsey and Company, and then I'll get right back to you, and it'll take, I don't know, about a millionth of a second. Okay, I found what McKinsey and Company is, or at least what I think when I skimmed over it real quick, and I wasn't very impressed. They're just a consulting firm. They have a lot more money than me and you, though.
A lot of people do, Rick.
A lot of people do. Hey, number six, Google. I would love to work for Google. Have you seen the Google over there? I guess it's in Silicon Valley. Have you seen what, you know, how they treat their employees?
Yeah, they let them take naps.
Yeah.
And like
you got sleep pods and I mean, okay, to me, as the, say I'm the boss, right? I'm the supervisor. I'm not going to want my people to sleep all day. You know, it's going to kind of tick me off. I want you to be more productive. But maybe it works. I don't know. Maybe it works to let people sleep during the day so when they wake up, they're more refreshed and they can, you know, work harder for you. I don't know. Maybe they have longer hours.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I know they sure do a bang-up job of censoring everything I try to put on there.
Well, so does YouTube and so does Facebook. but, you know, I mean, they probably pay their employees well, and they probably treat them really good. So I can diss the company for their liberal mindset, but they probably treat them good. So we'll go with that. Delta Airlines, amazingly, I had a friend who was a pilot for Delta, but this is a long time ago, and he didn't really like it. But things have probably changed. If they are number seven on the list, they've probably changed.
Well, they charge enough for airfare where they can afford to pay their employees pretty well.
I think he got paid pretty well, but this is a long time ago. This is about 35 years ago when I knew my friend. Well, you know, Microsoft is up there too. Microsoft's number nine. Microsoft is probably a pretty good company to work for, especially now that Bill Gates is gone. Well, it's probably a pretty good company.
Yay, Xbox.
Okay, so you know the Xbox, but you don't know, you've never heard of NVIDIA.
I don't need to know what makes it work. I just play it and it works, and that's all I need to know.
You know what? I bet you, I'm just going to take a guess here. I bet you that in your Xbox, it has an NVIDIA driver in there. NVIDIA has now purchased AMD, right? Which is, AMD used to be made in Austin, right? Mm-hmm. AMD, Advanced Micro Dynamics, I think it's called Advanced Micro Dynamics. They were made in Austin. They had a big plant. That's where they started, right? And then they started selling to Dell. Their microprocessors. So
the Ryzens?
Well, it was long before the Ryzens. Long before, but yes, that's the same line. And then they started selling to them, and then they were purchased by ATI, which I forget the mother company is, but they were purchased by them. So they're now one. They used to be in competition, ATI and NVIDIA. ATI and NVIDIA, and now they were purchased by them, and they're all in one. So most of the motherboards, like this motherboard we have over there, that motherboard that you're sitting right next to has an ATI or has an NVIDIA chip in it. And that's what I use to power my monitor, that NVIDIA chip. This one over here actually has an ATI chip in it, ATI motherboard or video card. And that's what I use to power both of these monitors because it's a little more powerful. Not that it's ATI is more powerful, but because it's a video card as opposed to just being built onto the board. It's a little bit more powerful. I would love to work for any one of those companies. And I got to tell you, right now, the company that I work for, it's a really good company. I mean, I like them. They treat me well. I've worked for several companies that pay me well, but they've never really treated you like a person, you know. This one treats me a person. Maybe it's because it's not a very big company. It's the boss. I work alongside the actual owner of mm-hmm. the company. I work alongside him. So I feel more of like the family where, you know, I probably wouldn't at Microsoft or Google, but I kind of like where I work. How about where you work?
I can't divulge where I work because, you know, we have to sign an agreement that yeah. we're not going to talk about our work in social mm-hmm. media. And
yeah, of course. Yeah. Things.
But I work in a place that the environment is awesome, and it's more like a small family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, I'm one of the youngest guys working there at 31. So there's only one guy that's younger than me, and he's 25. So.
Well, you know, I'm one of the oldest guys working at my place of employment. I'm 50 years old. I'm one of the oldest. There's only one person there, besides the actual owner, only one person there who's older than me. So I feel like the old guy, right? So, but yeah, you know, I've worked, like I said, I've worked several companies, and most of the companies I've always worked for, I seem just like a cog, you know, in the machine. And at this company, I feel appreciated. I feel more, you know, like the family.
And that's always good. I mean, yeah, the same thing was when I was in the military, I just kind of felt more like a number. And, you know, it's like you just die tomorrow, and then the war machines keep turning. It doesn't matter. You just, boom, you move on.
Well, I used to work, when I was a police officer, I worked at a small department. It wasn't very large, but I kind of felt like a cog, you know, at that department. Whenever the chief would come in, and I worked for the chief for several years, and of course, you don't work far from the chief. I mean, you work within almost an arm's length from the chief when you're at that particular department, that substation. You're arm's length from him, the door between you, and that's about it. And he usually has his door open. Whenever he would come to talk to us, he would, instead of, you know, speaking to me, like, say he's talking directly to me, like I'm talking to you, I say, hey, Zach, I like that purple shirt you're wearing there. It looks really nice, right? Instead of saying that, I'm saying, hey, podcaster, I like that purple shirt. That's how he talked to us. Hey, officer. It even freaking says my name on my shirt. Hey, officer, I need you to step over here for me, please.
Hey, Marine, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like that. Hey, Marine, you know, or hey, you know, hey, Airman, come with me. You know, it's kind of one of those things. Yeah, you know my last name. It says it on my damn shirt.
one of the funniest games that I love to play when I was in California is we go to this city called Oceanside, and that's where a lot of the boots go. And then we just go, hey, Marine, and then watch like four or five people turn around and just laugh.
Well, my wife and I were watching, The Guardian. Did you ever see The Guardian with Kevin Costner? He's like the chief's, I think he's a chief or something, chief master sergeant, and he's in charge of the training program for the new Coast Guard. Ah, that's it, duh, Coast Guard. He was a trainer for the Coast Guard, right? And it's kind of what we got from that.
Oh, with Ashton Kutcher?
Yes, with Ashton Kutcher.
Oh yeah, I have seen
that's kind of what we that's kind of what we got from that. And you know, it's they walk into a bar and it's a squid bar. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Squid? Okay, that's I guess that's a derogatory term for people in the Navy. Or is it Marines?
No, that's Navy.
Okay, it's Navy.
I mean, and you know,
Jarhead is Marine.
Yeah,
that's
but
derogatory.
I really don't think it's derogatory.
You don't think it's derogatory? Call Marine a Jarhead?
No. It's not.
Okay, well, you hear that from Marine. Okay, I always thought it was derogatory, calling him a jarhead. I guess squid would be derogatory, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be more a derogatory thing. Kind of like, what's the derogatory term for people in the Army?
I have no idea, man. Like, I know Army is an acronym for Ain't Ready for Marines Yet, but that's about it.
Okay, I've never heard that one before. But that's good, yeah. But yeah, so we were watching that the other day, and I was surprised. I thought I had never seen this guy before, right? He was Ashton Kutcher's friend. Ashton Kutcher was one of the recruits who was being trained, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was his friend, I guess one of his best friends in the show, and he's actually on that show, Big Sky. He's the killer in Big Sky. I didn't know that. But so yeah, it's kind of funny how, you know, you're watching an older show. And you're, hey, I know that guy. He's in the new show that I'm watching. But yeah, I get off on everything, right? I'm just getting off subject, right? We're talking about the military, right? How they just call you by your rank or, you know, seaman. Is that what they're still called now? The people in the Navy are calling them seaman?
Or shipmate.
Shipmate? Well, I'm not talking about derogatory. I'm talking about what are people in the Navy called? I mean, I thought they were called seamen.
I mean, they're called seamen, but that's actually their class. But we call them shipmates. They call themselves shipmates.
Shipmates, okay.
I mean, we just make fun of the Navy and the Marine Corps.
Well, who doesn't make fun of the Navy?
Besides the docs, because the docs take care of you.
What's the docs?
The doctors, like the...
Oh, the docs.
Yeah, like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the corpsmen and all that. Yeah, because those are some bad dudes.
Well, yeah, you don't want to piss them off. You don't want to piss those guys off. Wow, yeah. But, yeah, hey, I also saw this the other day, right? Let's see here. A suspect shot man in back while stealing his wallet and bicycle at a West Side eatery. Did you hear about that?
No, I don't. But
no.
That kind of brings me back to one of our podcasts from earlier.
Yeah, about when you're allowed to use force. Mm-hmm. How you can't, because someone is stealing your bicycle, you can't use force. Now, if he's stealing your car and your child's inside the car or your wife's inside the car and he's trying to drive away by you know, forcing himself into your car like a carjacking, well, that's a different story. I'm going to put some bullets in his head and then get back in the car, throw him out and get back in the car and call the police, okay?
What if I shoot the tire and miss?
And the car blows up and you kill everyone anyway, right? So, no, I mean, there's certain circumstances. The guy stealing your bicycle, it's not worth taking another human life. It's not okay.
But it was a nice bicycle, right?
Yeah, no, you can't do that. I was talking to this idiot one time, right? And this idiot gave me a scenario, and he loved to give me scenarios. I finally got him to stop giving me stupid scenarios because I was a police officer. So he had to throw the stupid scenario at me, right? So, okay, we're talking, and we're in my garage. I think I was working on my Jeep at the time, my Wrangler, right? And he's saying, hey, Rick, what if, let's say, for example, we're at my house, and we're in my garage right now. So, okay. And somebody comes up, and they start stealing my Mustang. And they steal my Mustang. It was a piece of shit Mustang that he had, but let's say it's a Mustang, right? Or it was, but let's say it's a good one, right? He says, they steal my Mustang, and they start driving away in my Mustang. And I hop in my car and I start chasing them down the road and I get window to window with them and they pull out a gun. Can I pull out my gun and kill them? So my answer was not only no, but hell no. That would be murder. And he's like, how would that be murder? They're stealing my property. I said, and I'm defending myself. And I was like, well, you're really not defending yourself. You put yourself in harm's way. The law says you have to take yourself out of harm's way whenever necessary. If you can't, then you're allowed to use deadly force. Now, there's certain circumstances where police have to put themselves in harm's way because that's their duty, so they can use deadly force. But let's say someone broke into your house and, you know, you're trying to defend your house. That's a different story. It's a castle doctrine, right? But if they're stealing your car and you start chasing them and they pull out a gun, no, you can't kill them. What you can do is hit the brake, stop, and let them drive on by and steal your property. That's what insurance is for, right? But he said, well, if they pull out a gun, that's self-defense. I'm going to shoot them. And he convinced himself in his mind that it was self-defense. I said, well, no, you're going to find yourself in prison for manslaughter or possibly murder. So, no, you can't do that. What if you, while you're shooting them, you miss and you kill the kid on the bicycle on the sidewalk next to y'all as you're driving by? You kill the little kid. Is that okay too? Because it was self-defense. And he's like, well, I said, maybe you shouldn't own a gun. You're the kind of the person who shouldn't own a gun. You're too hot-headed. Even if you ask me that question, you're too hot-headed. You shouldn't own a gun. So this is kind of what we're looking at here. I mean, the guy decides, because someone's stealing his bicycle, he decides to shoot him. Or his wallet, you know? I mean, is it worth killing somebody because they took your ID? Maybe they're going to know where you live, but so? You know, I mean, heck, you know where I live, right, Zach? My studio's right out back. A lot of people know where I live. People driving by my house know where I live. They may not know my name, but they know where I live. It's kind of like the same thing, covering up your driver's or your license plate when you post your vehicle online. So what? Who gives a crap if you know what my license plate is? When you drive down the road, do you cover up your license plate? Absolutely not. Everybody sees it anyway. That makes no sense to cover up when you put a picture on Facebook or you put a picture on, you know, social media of any kind. It's kind of one of those things. But getting back to my original subject, it's not okay to take someone's life because they stole your bike or your wallet. You know, I mean, if they stole your car, like I said, and your wife's in there, or your child's in there, that's a different story. You know, I'm going to take their life. You better believe it. But what is your take on that?
my take on that is I have a particular set of skills.
I will find you. What did he say? I will find you and I will kill you. I will kill you. That's how he said it, right? I like that movie. You know, I really like that movie. It got kind of silly after, I guess, part two and three. But I like that movie.
After the first one, I'm just kind of beginning to doubt that that man's actual ability to keep his family safe at that point. How many times is your family going to get taken, man?
Yeah, well, it doesn't make any sense. You know, I think what they shouldn't have done was they shouldn't have had people taken from him on every movie. They could have just called it Taken, the first one, and then after that, he's employed as a bodyguard, and then he could have, you know, done his 61-year-old man throwing a 25-year-old man around like he's a rag doll. That would have been great, and it would have been interesting, right? But, I mean, so his daughter gets taken the first one. Wasn't it his wife gets taken on the second one? And then what happens in the third one? His wife got killed, and who got taken? His mother-in-law or something? I don't know. Just started getting silly.
I have no idea. I've only watched Taken 1. I didn't waste my time with the others.
Yeah, well, I watched it simply because I like Liam Neeson. The only movie that I didn't like Liam Neeson in was and I liked the movie was Dark Man.
Okay, cool.
I kind of didn't like him in that because he just didn't. I don't think he had his character down well. I'm not talking about the character necessarily that he was playing. I'm talking about he was new to the acting scene. Mm-hmm. Not real new, but he was new to the acting scene. So he didn't really have his character or acting ability down yet. And he became better. He became a really good actor.
As long as you didn't say Star Wars, Rick.
Oh my gosh. Okay, talking about Star Wars, he is absolutely 100% my favorite Jedi. He is what a Jedi was. If you've never seen The Phantom Menace, which the movie sucked. It sucked. Did you like The Phantom Menace?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh my gosh. I think the movie sucked. I liked parts of the movie. I liked the lightsaber fights. Freaking awesome. I liked how they use the Force a lot, you know, to pick stuff up. I mean, they use it a lot. I loved all of that, right? I hated Anakin Skywalker as a little boy. That little boy, they called him Anakin the Mannequin. Did you know that? Yeah. They called him Anakin the Mannequin. The boy was stiff as hell. I can understand a little boy, you know, a young kid being stiff because, you know, they're new to the acting. Why they shouldn't have picked him. They should have picked another kid who was a little bit more seasoned in the acting, even his age, a little bit more seasoned. And I understand why he wanted to pick a new person because he wanted them to be an unknown. Just like he did with Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. He wanted unknowns, right? But I didn't like the movie at all. I thought it was almost an abomination.
Well, I mean, with that movie, you gotta, if you watch, say, there's a animated series by mm-hmm. Disney, it's mm-hmm. called The Clone Wars.
Yes.
And then if you watch that and then go back and watch the prequels.
I'm going to do that.
It makes it a lot more tolerable and things like that. And
I've heard that. I have.
And then there's books called, like one of my favorite books that I've read is Darth Plagueis.
I thought you didn't read.
Oh, no. I was just making a joke. I love to read.
Okay. I've heard of Darth Plagueis. Someone's told me about that one.
Yeah, I like
about him. Yeah.
I like dystopian novels.
Yeah.
And then a lot of Star Wars. I read a lot of Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, okay. There was so much about the movie I didn't like. I thought it was horrible trash, right? The movie. But there was a whole bunch of scenes that I did like in the movie. Or, you know, I guess chapters that I like within the movie. It wouldn't be chapters. It would be, what would help me out here? Acts.
Acts.
Right? Act one, act two, whatever. It'd be acts. But I think Liam Neeson hit the nail on the freaking head. He was the essence of a Jedi in every single way. I freaking loved him as a Jedi. I just hated the fact that they killed him off so quick.
Well, I mean, they had to kill him off quick because if they didn't, then Anakin would have never really turned to the dark side. Because the one thing about Qui-Gon Jinn, which is Liam mm-hmm. Neeson's character in the movie, is he went against the Jedi Order a lot of ways. He bucked a lot of ways. And he looked at the Force and he just like let the Force guide him. Not he wasn't shoved into the box like the Jedi or shoved into the box like
kind of like the liberals are trying to do to people. He let his conscience and the Force, which was faith, if you will, guide his acts.
He's the libertarian in this situation.
When I saw that, as soon as the movie was over, I mean, Okay, don't get me wrong. I talk shit about the movie, but the movie was good. I actually bought the DVD. Okay. But when the movie was over, I turned to my wife and I was like, oh my gosh, that's what a Jedi is. That is a Jedi. Not Luke, not Obi-Wan, and I'm talking about Alec Guinness. They weren't Jedis. Liam Neeson was a Jedi. That is the essence of a Jedi. But of course, you know, Obi-Wan by Alec Guinness, he was the first person to ever play the Jedi, right? And then Luke, you know, played a Jedi later, if you will. But and he was never really instructed by a Jedi except for an old broken down Jedi who was falling apart, which would be Ben and Yoda.
Oh, man, the lore is so deep that there's so much stuff you don't know.
I'm sure.
Because Luke was trained by a couple of Jedis that were still surviving the Order 66.
Well, see, I don't know these things. I only know the movies. I've never seen the cartoons. And the only books I've ever written, the only books I've ever read were, I actually read Star Wars. And which is the original, by the way, okay, which they would call it Part 4. Now, I read Star Wars, and I read The Empire Strikes Back. And actually, I think I read the Return of Jedi. I read those three. But we're talking about Return of Jedi came out in 1983, and I read it in 1983. So it was so long ago. And I haven't read another book since of Star Wars. And I haven't watched the cartoons, and I haven't seen The Mandalorian. I haven't seen any of those things. So
if you want to see Luke Skywalker... spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say spoiler alert because if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
In The Mandalorian, mm-hmm. Luke Skywalker shows up.
Mark Hamill?
Yeah.
Or is it someone playing Mark Hamill?
No, it's Mark Hamill.
No shit.
But they were...
Oh, I got to see it now.
Yeah, they reverse aged him.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And he is so badass. Like,
I got to see it now.
Like, he's force choking, like... four robots at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he goes and takes Baby Yoda away.
Yeah, I've definitely got to see a Mandalorian now. I'm gonna have to get a subscription to, what is it?
Disney Plus.
My wife actually was talking to me the other day. I think she wants it. The only reason why, well, two reasons. One, I'm cheap. I already got Netflix. I got Amazon, right? But I probably will get it anyway. Because there's some stuff on there that she wants to see, which is on Disney Plus, and I forget what it is right now, but she's been kind of nudging me to get Disney Plus, so I'll probably get that.
Well, you got me in my element, Rick, but we're coming close to the time to go.
Oh, we're coming close to time to go. Okay. But we can talk about Star Wars forever. I love Star Wars. Obviously, you're pretty darn knowledgeable. Usually, I'm the one who's more knowledgeable about Star Wars and Star Trek stuff than anybody else around me. But obviously, you seem to know more about Star Wars than me. So that's good. That is good. I'll pick your brain next time we have an episode on this. Maybe we'll have it a Star Wars episode. That would be pretty cool.
Oh, man. It's already past May 4th.
I know that May the 4th be with you. I know. Mm-hmm. When I woke up on May 4th, oh, man, I was texting people, May the 4th be with you. And then ... always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. But, hey, this is Ricky Midnight.
And this is Zach Mullins.
God bless America, and God bless Texas.
Y'all have a good one.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.